so good with our new translation. We'll get used to those and with your spirits, I think, after a little while. You know, I think it is kind of good here at the beginning of our new year to kind of shake things up a little bit. To some extent, changing all the words of the Mass, while inconvenient, might also be a good way to begin this season of Advent. Jesus is telling us in the Gospel over and over, watch. Watch, pay attention. You know, one of the blessings of having used the same words at Mass for the last 40 years is that they become routine. And after all, that is the point of ritual. We do it over and over again, and so ultimately we don't have to think at Mass about what do I say, or when do I sit, or when do I stand. Thank God they didn't change those things. We still do those at the same time. But it's good that we get familiar with it, and we like it, and we can just be comfortable. That's what ritual is supposed to do. But the other side of that is sometimes we can so easily fit into the ritual that we don't really think much about what we're saying or what the words mean. It can become easy for us to just kind of go with the flow. To that, the new translation, I think, is a good thing, because not only do we have to watch and pay attention to say the right things so that we don't look stupid around everybody else, but maybe as we're saying these new words, we might stop and think, now what does that really mean? Why do we say that? To a lot of those things, the answer isn't obvious, and it will require us to learn a little bit more about why we say what we do at the Mass. And to that extent, I think it will be good. We need to be watchful. Because the same thing that is happening in our Mass now is meant to be spiritually happening in our lives this Advent. We too can get in a routine in our life where maybe we just kind of get complacent with the same sins, or maybe we habitually neglect our prayer, or we work too much on Sunday, and we just get in the habit and it's easy to just go with the flow. Like these new words of the Mass, Advent is meant to break in and say, stop, watch, pay attention. Maybe we shouldn't just keep doing what we've been doing. Advent is a great time to kind of shake things up. Because while Jesus tells us to watch, this isn't a passive kind of watching. Our new translation of the opening prayer today, the Collect, brings that beautifully out. It says, grant, O Lord, we pray, that your faithful people may run forth to meet your Christ at his coming with righteous deeds. I love that kind of image of running forth to meet Christ at his coming. That's the kind of watchfulness that Jesus wants for us during Advent. Not a sitting back and letting things happen, but an active running forth with righteous deeds. You know, in the history of the church, one of the great images of the church has always been a boat. The bark of Peter, or the boat of St. Peter, seen as we're safe in the church, in the boat, afloat on the midst of the waves and the seas. That's why in history our churches have often been designed to look like boats. In fact, the word for the long central part of a church is called the nave. It comes from the same word as navigation. That same word is what refers to the center part of a boat, the nave. That is meant to remind us that we are going somewhere. We are sailing forth towards a destination. The church often also emphasized this by designing our churches so they all pointed toward east. We believe, of course, that east, the land of the rising sun, is also the spiritual direction from which Christ will return in glory. And that's really what this Advent season is also about. Because you see, there are two comings of Christ that we are running forth toward. One is, of course, the coming of Christ at Christmas. We commemorate his birth 2,000 years ago as a little baby. But in this first half of Advent, the church really has us focus more on the second coming of Christ in glory. It is that coming, most of all, that we are sailing towards, that we are running out to meet Christ at his coming. So our churches were often designed towards the east, the Orient. Orient is from the Latin word for the place of the rising, or Oriens itself means the one who rises. And of course, that refers to the sun, S-U-N, but in a spiritual sense, the Orient, the Oriens, is also the S-O-N, the one who rises from the dead. So facing east and sailing towards the rising sun in the church is seen as a sign of great hope, a great sign of expectation. You can imagine how those who were first sailing on the seas like Columbus would strain to look at the horizon and say, is that land? Do I see it? Or if you're like children, my sister and I on Christmas morning, we would get up well before dawn and mom and dad were clear, now we are not going to open presents until it's morning. And it'd be like 2 a.m. and we'd be looking out the window, is that the sun? I think I see it. I think it's coming up. It's that kind of image of eastward facing, of hope, looking into the horizon. Do we see him? We have to be anxious, watchful, and running forward, because Advent has a direction. It's for this reason that before the Second Vatican Council, it was the universal practice that all the people faced east together. The priest and the people all faced the same direction, because we were all together and it gave a direction to the liturgy. Part of the changes in the translation that happened after Vatican II was we wanted to focus more on kind of the communal meal notion of the Mass. And so instead of building churches that were directed as on a mission, we started to build, like our church here, more round churches to focus on the kind of meal aspect, the communal gathering. And that was needed because we'd lost a little bit of that before the council. But part of this new translation is restoring a little bit of balance too. You'll notice that the words are a little bit more formal. They're a little bit more bent on the notion of sacrifice, that all of us together are not just sitting back and watching passively, but that we've got a mission, that we are ordered and directed. And so, at least spiritually, if we can't all face the same direction, priest and people, Pope Benedict asks us to spiritually, we all need to be turned toward the Lord, that there is an orientation in the liturgy. Notice the word orient again. Orientation literally means to be faced east. Spiritually, Mass is always offered with all of us facing east, east in expectation of the Lord's coming. Because yes, this is a communal banquet, but I just want to close with calling your attention to one of my favorite parts of the new translation. And that is, as we prepare to approach the table of the Lord, the priest now holds up the host and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God." The beautiful words of John the Baptist, so prevalent in Advent. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. If you want to know where we're going, that's where we're going. The supper of the Lamb. This is, of course, a spiritual, scriptural reference to the book of Revelation, where at the end of time, John says he sees heaven opened, and there in heaven is the Lamb of God, looking though slain on the altar, yet alive. And all the saints fall down in worship. This supper of the Lamb is what takes place on our altar here in time, but it is also beyond time. It is that towards the east to which we race, the supper of the Lamb, which is being celebrated in heaven in a very special way. At Mass, these two realities meet. We rush forth to meet Christ at his coming, but we know Christ is also coming to us. John says he saw the new Jerusalem descending from heaven. Mass is this beautiful encounter. And this is really what this season of Advent is all about, to prepare us to more worthily run forward with righteous deeds to meet Christ at his coming. We prepare for his coming at Christmas. We prepare ultimately for his coming at the end of time. And we pray that with these new words that we use at Mass, through our own need to pay attention and watch, we pray that we will also run forward to meet him as he comes to us. in the Eucharist. May this Advent be a great time of expectation, of looking spiritually east with hope and watchfulness as we run forth to meet Christ with righteous deeds at his coming.